This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. We have come to the end of Sanctity of Human Life Month, a month when many Christians and churches across America remember to celebrate the gift of life and defend those most vulnerable, those lives especially hidden in the place of a mother's womb. In Onondaga County, roughly a quarter of all pregnancies end in abortion. That is about 1,500 human lives. For it is not merely a pregnancy that is terminated. It is the life of a boy or girl who will never get to feel the warmth of the sun on their skin or feel the summer rain. They will never smell the flowers of spring or play in the snow. They will be denied the blessings that God prepared for us. At conception, each human life has unique DNA, a life plan different from their mother and father, and different from any other human being in the history of the world. This is a complete contradiction to the sinister lie that the fetus is merely a clump of cells or merely part of the mother's body. A woman has the right to terminate this life in the same way that Nazis had the right to rid their countries of Jews, or in some societies, men have the right to enslave their brothers. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it is still a pig. You can call evil a universal human right, but it will remain evil. This is because God defines evil and not mankind. The Creator who said, "Be fruitful and multiply," and who commanded, "Thou shalt not murder. You shall not take the life of another human being, for every human being is made in the image of God. He or she is not yours to take. You have no right to deprive them of the years and blessings that God has prepared for them. According to Scripture, our sins may be deeds done and left undone, of words spoken and left unspoken. I pray that as Christians we will remember to act and speak on behalf of the most vulnerable this year, that we might grow in our candor and courage, that we might feel greater compassion for the smallest, youngest, and most vulnerable among us, that those who serve the King of Life and Savior of the world would not let anyone stop us from defending life and acting to save those boys and girls made in the image of God. This is not a women's rights issue. This is an issue for all mankind. This is a question of good and evil. This is a matter of life and death. This is a moral problem that must be addressed with the urgency of a deadly pandemic. It is by far more deadly than COVID-19. With love, I pose to you this difficult question. How do we look upon those who claimed faith in Christ, yet went along with Nazism? How do you feel about those who identified as Christians, yet looked the other way on chattel slavery? How will our forebears look upon those who did nothing and said nothing to end the slaughter of the innocents in our own land through abortion? Most importantly, how does the Lord of Life look upon these things? Let us not be silent. Let us not look away. Let us repent if needed and stand up with courage, compassion, and boldness. For the Spirit that He has given to us is not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. We serve the God of Life. Let us celebrate it and proclaim the gospel with all of its righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.